I'm Tim Burke for the Big Rapids Radio Network. Here's the news for Thursday evening, May 4th, 2017. Members of the Big Rapids City Commission and the Big Rapids Township Board of Trustees are still digesting a massive amount of information regarding Michigan's new medical marijuana laws. At a special combined meeting on Wednesday, officials heard from a number of presenters both for and against it. Big Rapids Public Safety Director Jim Ettinger notes that even though medical marijuana is becoming big business and may be helping people, pot still has a stigma attached to it.
I don't care if you put medicinal, magic, or any other word in front of marijuana, it is still associated with deviance. Neither you or I made that a reality, but it is clearly associated with society's underculture.
City Commissioner Tom Hoganson may have summed up the presentations for many of those in attendance when he said,
"This whole discussion, not just tonight, but looking at all of this, leaves me with as many questions as does answers."
Hoganson added one thing missing at the meeting was hearing from those that have benefited from medical marijuana. Attorney General Bill Schuette is announcing a new campaign designed to cut down on methamphetamine production in Michigan. The AG, along with local officials and retailers and pharmacists associations, are looking for new ways to stop smurfing, which involves meth makers paying others to buy or get them cold and allergy medicine with pseudoephedrine, which is a key ingredient for methamphetamine. The new public awareness campaign will be outlined at the Attorney General's office in Lansing. Michigan State Police say over 7,500 crashes were caused by distracted drivers in 2015. Therefore, they are cracking down on the problem utilizing unmarked police cars. The system utilizes a driver and a spotter in an unmarked car who relays information on distracted drivers to a marked vehicle that then makes a traffic stop. Officials say distracted driving is easy to spot because it often mimics drunk driving. Getting pulled over can get you a $150 ticket. Internet activists are gearing up for another battle in Washington after lawmakers introduced a bill this week that could block equal access to the Internet. The move comes on the heels of a proposal by new FCC Chairman Ajit Pai to roll back net neutrality rules that were put in place 2 years ago. Evan Greer, an organizer behind the BattleForTheNet.com website, says Pai, a former lobbyist for Verizon, wants to dismantle protections that millions have fought for over the past several years.
What he wants to do is allow companies like Comcast, Verizon, and AT&T to slow down, censor websites, or charge websites for access to a fast lane while sticking the rest of us in a slow lane.
He says the move would effectively turn the internet into cable TV, where the only voices you hear are big companies that can afford to pay. West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton says he will support President Trump's new health care plan. The two met Wednesday to find a way to protect coverage for pre-existing conditions without losing votes from conservatives in Congress. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Debbie Stabenow calls the new plan worse than the old Trump care. A group of Michigan teachers win a court battle against their union. The Michigan Appeals Court ruled that teachers and other school employees can quit the Michigan Education Association union at any time instead of 1 month per year. Patrick Wright represents the teachers.
That is really the case for any public employee that is in a government employee union in the state of Michigan.
The MEA argued that the resignation rule was an internal union matter that should be beyond the reach of courts and the Michigan Employment Relations Commission. Low and moderate income households represent 40% of America's population, but less than 5% of all solar customers. A national competition is underway to expand solar electricity access, sponsored by the U.S. Department of Energy and run by Sunny Polytechnic University. Spokesperson Michael Fancher says to win, teams must develop a business plan that will work in underserved communities.
So that long after the program, you have a vibrant community of these professionals able to continue and incorporate what they've learned from each other and replicating that in other low and moderate income communities.
Teams from Detroit, Ann Arbor, Traverse City, and Houghton are participating in the contest and will put their projects together over the next 18 months. Some people are upset that U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has been invited to be the commencement speaker at historically black Bethune-Cookman University next week. AP reports a Florida NAACP leader calls the invitation a slap in the face. DeVos of Grand Rapids has been criticized for saying historically black colleges were pioneers of schools of choice. Lawmakers want to make it a little less likely that residents will skip out on jury duty. Steve Gove has the details.
It could soon pay a bit more to work jury duty. The state house has passed legislation that would raise the payment for jurors from $25 to $30 for a full day of service. Sponsors say that in some cities it costs up to $25 to park, so a juror who is there for half a day loses money. The bill passed unanimously and now goes to the GOP-controlled Senate. From the News Update Desk, I'm Steve Gove reporting.
That's the news for Thursday evening, May 4th, 2017. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke.